Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Ellen Rohr back on the show. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, buckle your seatbelts, pull the five-point contact seatbelts tight. Ellen Rohr is not just a human. She's a force of nature. Ellen Rohr is the author of all these books I can't see over the top of. The Bare Bones Biz Journal. Where Did the Money Go? That's my favorite. And all of her weekend biz plan stuff. I mean, it's just out of control here. Ellen Rohr, welcome back to the show.
Oh, you are such a piece. And you put, like, every time I think I should write a book, about 10 of your books appear. I think I'm a little slow. I'm a little slow to the typewriter.
No, not that many. So, folks, she's a real business owner. She's not just a talking head. She's got a real business out there. She's got a franchise operation happening. You could do the sign. Remember the sign you could buy? I haven't seen one in a long time. With the person standing in front of the limousine, and he says, "I've been rich, I've been poor, rich is better."
Yes.
You've been rich, you've been poor, rich is better, isn't it?
It is, and it makes you humble, man.
You've been where you didn't know where the money went, haven't you?
And I think that's part of the journey, it's part of the adventure. You know, when you are an entrepreneur, a business owner, what does small mean in business? I don't know.
Right.
You know, they consider any company under 500 employees small, but whatever it is, it seems big to you. And there are good days and bad days, and it can be scary and exciting, but I've heard that the best personal development course you could ever take is to start a business of your own.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
No question about it. You know, I'm a pilot, and the guy who taught me to fly, Carl Frank, was one of the best. He probably, having him as an instructor probably saved my life many times, but he used to say all the time, "You're never going to be a great pilot until you almost kill yourself one time."
Oh.
Until you get yourself into a problem and you get yourself out of it. You know, the point he makes is, you know, if you fly enough, you're gonna get into some scary stuff. And he said, that's when you'll know you're a great pilot. Well, you'll never know that how great a small business owner you can be until you're sitting there and you do not want to hear the phone ring because you know it's your banker telling you you don't have enough money in the bank.
You're going to make me cry now. I think it's humbling. Elevating.
But I've been there. Haven't you?
Yes. More times than I would like to admit.
Yeah.
But there's no judgment. This is what I tell my clients anymore, the people I work with, the folks I talk to on the phone. There's no judgment. Only love here. Only love.
Well, see, back in the day, you couldn't go online and see if a check's cleared. You had to call the bank to see if it cleared. You had to talk to somebody. Hey, what checks are in today? Oh my God, not that one.
You could mail a bill from a post office that you knew was the last
one
on the route.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And the thing is the person who is owed you, that's where they mailed it from too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, you know, if you haven't been through that kind of stuff, this is what we mean when you and I say that being a small business owner, being the CEO of a small business is harder than being the CEO of Exxon. That's what we're talking about, isn't it?
Well,
you think the CEO of Exxon worries about a bank account? I don't think so.
I don't know, but I tell you, I've had jobs too, and I've worked with partners. I think it's even more challenging to put someone else's money on the line. It is for me. I don't know if everyone feels that way.
Well, it probably is, but the thing is that when you're a small business owner, you're hard by to the rubber meets the road stuff. I mean, you're not very far away. When you're in a small business, you're not very far away from the line between success and failure is very thin.
You know, our buddy Simon Sinek, who wrote the book Start With Why, his latest book is called Leaders Eat Last. Another thing is leaders get paid last.
That's right. Yeah.
You know,
in the military, officers eat last.
Right. That's exactly
right.
That's what it comes from.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this is the idea that you are the one who's on the line every day. And, you know, our conversation is a nice little bridge to what I wanted to talk to you
I want to talk about that in the next segment, but I want
to all right.
I want to bring up one point.
Cliffhanger.
I was looking at my Social Security payroll, you know, all the years of payroll. And it was 1 year back there when I said, hey, they don't have my earnings for that year. What happened? I'd forgotten about it, right?
Yeah.
And my wife reminded me. She said, "Oh, that was the year you didn't get paid that whole year."
Oh, they didn't make a mistake.
Goose egg. I'm talking goose egg with a line through it.
The whole year.
The whole year. I didn't take a paycheck. If you haven't done that, buddy, you haven't lived to tell about it.
You haven't lived.
That's exactly right. I need your website, Ellen.
EllenRohr.com.
We're going to talk about the generations when we come back. Generational conversation.
Woohoo!
Is that what we're going to talk about?
Yep.
All right. Right back after these messages. I told you to buckle those seatbelts. Ella's still in the building. 20 tails. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.